borders ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, the Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
I'm Ed Begley Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more, to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more. All viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. You might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss.
fine folk. No need to talk much in the woozy spaces, cause there's understanding on a boozy beamers, and all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and a breakfast.
Oh, and it's going to play something here if I don't stop it. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. This is CFRC 101.9, and you are now listening to the best show, at least in the immediate vicinity. Meaning, outside this hall, there's a speaker, and this is Make It Bacon. Ooh, the crowd outside is going wild. Sorry. I was just in a state of trying to get organized because I had a couple technical issues, but I'm telling you, that Jesse, man, he is on it. He is on it. And I will be up and running here soon. I did manage to get the old man Ludica there with the big group breakfast starting us off. And I can ramble here for a bit. I got a record going, so I think I did it. Here we are. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. And it's been a beauty of a week. A couple of hot days there. Woo. And but it's only going to get hotter. So we have to consider that. Start to adapt now. Great day. Had a great week. Busy times. I got to see a couple shows I'll talk about and get to play once I get the music queued up. And headed over to Wolf Island for the music festival there last weekend. That was a lot of fun. Got to see some of my favorite performers. That's pretty cool. I also have, and I will be able to share it later with everybody else, but over at the Wolf Island Festival, they had a fundraiser for the Feral Cat of Wolf Island. So they were raising money to help all the feral kitties over on the island, and it's called George. And George was a feral cat, or is, there's a wonderful little story here. So we'll read that after one of the breaks. Wolf Island, really good, but that was a hot day and hot venue for the artists. But man, did they bring the energy and keep everybody going as hard as they could in that wild heat. So. All right. And then I, just yesterday, which was super, super fun, and this is going to turn into a cool episode, I do hope, I got to go see a couple friends I haven't seen since like high school. Yeah, crazy. Jenny, she has been living in Winnipeg, and I have not seen her since high school, and that was wonderful. She's down visiting some family with her gorgeous little girl, Zoe, and just looks like her mom when she was a tiny little kid. It's so funny. And they're down visiting family and in the area, and also got to see Tiki. Tiki, who I went to school with, who lives in the Belleville County area. And I got talking to Tiki, and I completely forgot. She plays bass, or had played bass when we were younger. And one of the reasons why was because her dad was a musician. Hugh Dixon, and Hugh put out a bunch of different albums, and I have no idea what genre. Tiki said kind of some like ambient stuff. I don't really know. Some atmospheric ambient. I have no idea. So I'm going to get in touch with her, and I'm going to get my hands on a couple of these records, and we'll end up exploring them together and being able to see, because, you know, when you're growing up and one of your friend's kids is a musician or something like that, as I'm sure a lot of the young people in Kingston have experienced, it's one of those things where your friends just kind of have no idea. And all this. So we'll bring Hugh's records here. We'll have a listen, and we'll explore what's going on, what a creative was doing when little DJ Over Easy was just running around playing tag and stuff. Alrighty. Let's see. Do I have anything else? I'll talk about the shows once I get the music cued. And so what I did do, this little gem right here is 19 contemporary artists perform music of our time. And that time, of course, they don't print the thing on the back. I don't know. We're talking like early 1970s, I do believe. Oh, Redbone's on this one. That's cool. Anyways, it's a bunch of, it's like a K-Tel. It's called Different Strokes. I picked it up for like $2 at Something Else Records. So get down there if you want to get some really funky old records, and at an extremely reasonable price. Extremely reasonable. All right. Not sure what song it is. I will let you know on the flip side. Jesse, the lights are out. Turntable two. Well, let's see. My soundboard. There was a couple things technically up this morning. So let's see. What is that? It's not that. I don't know if my turntables are up either. Oh, there we go. Yay! Woo woo woo! Okay. Enjoy!
wander slowly through the fields. Slowly, slowly through the fields. And touch the leaves that touch the sky. Just you and I. Through fields of joy. All memories slowly fade away. Slowly, slowly fade away. You hold my mind inside your hand, like drifting sand, through fields of joy. The vast explosion that we hear, the blast of colors in the air.
Take a stretch and say that song was called Fields of Joy. I'm gonna grab the album. One sec. Because this funky little compilation thing doesn't really list the music, really. Found a Child was the first one by Al Rab and Jay Waters. Found a Child. Al Rab, Jay Waters, and then Fields of Joy. Yes, okay. By M. Carmen H. Vich Frederick. Sorry, guys, that was a poor job. But that's what happens when I have technical issues. So, Wolf Island. We started off on Wolf Island. Kira had opened up. Kira's amazing artist. They told a little story that she had been there playing when she was like, I don't know, 12 or something. So very cool, very cool. And she's doing great. She's got good momentum. Lots of people around town are enjoying her. Lots of young people. I was at yoga, and one of the instructors was talking about her and playing her music, and that's wonderful. So we'll start off with a Kira song called California, and then we will listen to, from the vinyl, Cut the Deck, Emily Steele and the Deal, a song that she suggested that we listen to at Wolf Island called Buzz. So here we go, Kira.
I wish I lived in California with.
Hey, and that was Emily Steele in the Deal with Buzz. Got a little buzz. And yeah, that was from Wolf Island last week. And before that, Kira, California. So, as usual, I jumped in there. I was a little distracted. I was looking at the George book. George, the feral cat of Wolf Island. So when we were over there, there was the feral cat is the Wolf Island organization raising money, and they made up a little kids book here that it has been beautifully illustrated and drawn, written and illustrated by Sabine Bona. I hope I got your name right. It's either Sabine or Sabine Bona. Thank you, Sabine. And there's a picture on a rock with some water around it and a little black and white kitty and some geese flying in the background. And it says, "My name is George and I'm a feral cat." Do you know what a feral cat is? Feral cats live in the wild. They struggle to find food to protect themselves from harsh temperatures and dangerous predators. Running fast saved my life a few times. Yeah, on the island. I was not always a feral cat. Once I was somebody's cat, and I enjoyed all the comforts of home, and it has George. In a very, let's say, posh bathroom, having a bathtub. Oh, look at this. There's a tiny little spider there. Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's a little spider everywhere. Oh, hey, there's a little hidden spider you got to find on every page. How cool is that? How cool is that? Sorry, the over-easy brain got distracted again. But without any warning, my humans stopped loving me. Typical humans. And abandoned me far away from my home. I was very scared. I wandered for days, lost and hungry. I crossed a path with many strange creatures. Shows like a skunk and a raccoon and a little smiling snake. I like the smiling snake. One of them offered me to share a place. One of them offered to share with me a place to sleep and told me about Wolf Island. And that person, or that one of them, is a little fox and a little spider sleeping. I had no idea where I was and how I ended up on an island. Do you know where Wolf Island is? Oh, interesting. Is that what happened to poor George? They just, somebody sent him on the ferry and it's like, wave goodbye? I guess that probably happened a lot over here. Yeah, in the Picton area, there was always a place to that people would drop animals. I can't remember where it was. It was just like one conservation area or something. Everybody would just go dump them there. So it sounds like poor old Wolf Island is the same. It's the biggest island in the Thousand Islands, apparently. Many species of birds choose to live there. Beware of the larger ones. After many moons, I found this barn. I was surprised to discover that there are many other feral cats like me living inside. There's all kinds of them here. I met Orange, Crazy, Oliver, Nibby, Tootsie, Ursula, Chickadee, Max, and many others. Two caring humans fed them every day. No more fear of starving. The barn is a good shelter from the rain and the snow, and you know that a wet cat is not a pretty sight. I was setting in nicely and starting to relax when suddenly I found myself in a cage. I was trapped. I was placed in a van with the other feral cats and we boarded the ferry back across the boat. The wind was strong and the passage was horrendous. Some of us felt sick. When we reached the island, they're headed back to the island, I guess. We were taken to a place. See, I'm doing a really bad job. Can you sympathize with my poor children, me trying to read them a bedtime story? All right, so I'm going to skip to the end here because, okay. George gets to go to the vet. He gets all his medicines, and then he's put back on the ferry, and he goes back to the barn. And from then on, his life was amazing, and food was served to him. And he kind of still keeps his distance from humans, though. That's good, kitty. Humans. Stay away from them, buddy. If you spot a feral cat, please do not hurt him or her. Remember that he or she did not ask to be feral. You can help by feeding them. You can offer them a place to stay. And you can ask your parents to contact one of the charitable organizations in your area, such as Wolf Island Friends of Ferals. And again, thank you to Wolf Island Friends of Ferals for supporting all of the little kitties over on Wolf Island. They get abandoned there. I started to get a little sad. Let's get into music before I start crying. No, I'm joking. Okay, so Wolf Island. Ooh, I got more to talk about Wolf Island, but not about music specifically. I had a chance to chat with Kiel and from The Deal, and hey, that rhymes, of course. So him and I had a couple musical conversations that blew my mind because two reasons. Old DJ Over Easy has a pea brain size mind. Secondly, that incredible artist, Kiel, gave me some insight into the Surfajets, yeah. And because we were chatting about others. So I'm going to take you in the near moments on a little, what do you call, magic school bus trip into old DJ Over Easy's earball. And we'll examine a couple aspects of what my old earball enjoys with music. But first, Thursday night, I had mentioned at BSE, they had a show with Clara Smallman and Luella, and boy howdy, awesome. BSE has a nice little back patio. If you need a coffee downtown and all those other places are busy, you can stop at BSE and have a treat, some coffee. Take a look at some super cool stuff that they have in there and sit on one of Kingston's finest hidden patios. So yeah, check that out. Clara was amazing. Great job. She had mentioned she does no longer lives in town, so enjoys an opportunity to get back to see people and to perform here. So that's great. So good luck, Clara, with all your music is incredible. Keep going. And then, of course, Luella. And on the guitar was Luella's dad. And Luella's dad had done the whole set at the back, and super nice, great job. He had some very nice lighting, and the atmosphere, the plants and the arrangements and all those things were really super. The music sounded incredible, so good job to everyone at BSE. Thank you for bringing a new venue for people to check out local artists. And amazing job, Clara. Amazing job, Luella. Zane, Dad, good job. Good job, buddy. And on the drums was Simon Almondmilk. Almondmilk was playing the drums. So what a great start to my Thursday night, because I ended up hitting a couple more shows that I'll talk about. But blah, blah, blah. Here is Clara. This is what you want to listen to. Tonight I got to come in again because I didn't give that one enough hype. That is a brand spanker. Brand spanker. Clara just released it last week. She is working really hard to get some music released and all of that. Had a wonderful response from her first posting with the cover of I think it's like a SZA song or something. I can't remember. Anyways. So... Definitely go on to Spotify for the time being and you follow Clara Smallman and you will definitely see some more in the future. This young lady, super talented, and anytime you get a chance to see her, go see her. All right, now we got Luella on the vinyl. Let's go. Let's see. That's it's giving her...
Just ask the question, but I
can you believe that? These kids just out of high school making music like that. Wowee. Kingston's insanely gifted with musicians. I'm telling you, insanely gifted. So we had first a new release, Brand Spanker by Clara Smallman, Spill My Wine. Definitely follow along her on Spotify and Instagram and so on and so forth. Support local Kingston young lady. And then, of course, Luella, who put out a beautiful album. And that song, I do believe, was called Fingers Interlinked. And, you know, I only have to mess up once or twice. DJ Over Easy is a learner. I can't really say a fast learner. I don't do anything fast. He's a learner. So I went onto Spotify and went on to all the albums that I had and took my little Sharpie and put all of the explicit warnings on all of my songs so that I would not make any future faux pas. Well, that's ridiculous claim to make. That's like saying 100%. Anyways, good morning, everyone. This is Making Bacon. You're currently getting bored to death by DJ Over Easy on this gorgeous Saturday morning. The kids are starting to trickle back, and I love the Queen students coming into CFRC down here in Carruthers Hall and getting going, and love to see them active and creating and interacting and all this stuffy stuff. They're just so full of energy. It's incredible. Now, I don't miss the downtown drunken young men screaming and fighting constantly. Like, dudes, I don't even know what to say to men anymore. It's unfortunate. I can't even associate with my own gender anymore. Oh, man. So listen, young men out there getting drunk, screaming and yelling. And hey, listen, I've heard the word cocaine too much. Now, DJ Over Easy is going to get out the old whipping stick. Or what did we spank with? I don't know. I'm going to give you old spanking. We're going to go old school. If I hear that word cocaine on the street a lot more, you kids don't need that stuff. That's destructive to your mind-body connection. And it's hard to recover from that. So don't. There's lots and lots of great plants that grow from the earth that you can have that are not harmful to the body at all and very supportive to the mind. So you have to be careful out there. Anyways, stop getting drunk and screaming at each other. And I don't like to see it. It upsets me. I love people yelling and screaming and singing and partying and dancing. But the anger, stop it. Stop. Okay, I'm sorry. I got on a Mr. Call Me Tangent. Anyways, everyone, thank you for listening. And get down to CFRC and be able to volunteer. Because stuff is going to get super active. Now is the prime time to get in there. And anybody out there who just would like, I don't know, a hobby, forget the gym. That's a waste of money. Get down to CFRC. Get down to CFRC and get your workout in the basement of Carruthers Hall. You'll just be so excited flipping vinyl and talking to the local community that your heart rate will get up high enough to consider it exercise. This is just like DJ Over Easy here. This is how I get all my exercises, sitting here. So anyways, Thursday night after that. So wonderful show at BSC. Thank you to BSC and to Luella and to Clara. And then I wandered over to Muziki, Tried and True. And I had missed Dupel. They had a hip hop show going on. I had missed Dupel. I enjoy Dupel's music. That young man is a hardworking young man, and he's an asset to Kingston hip hop. He's an asset to Kingston hip hop. And he helps these young guys like Cacao and all of that. I can see it. He's a good mentor. So yeah. Good job out there, Dupel. But I missed you, buddy. but I did catch Ricky there. He was up. And one of the weirdest things happened to old DJ Over Easy is that as I was listening to a Cacao, I just had a little moment of tiredness. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to slow it down here to halftime. I'm going to dance at halftime. And lo and behold, and when I cut Cacao's music into halftime, I found myself doing a little country swing the same way I danced to like Good Co. And my little pea brain just exploded. It just went bop. So let's listen to a Cacao song. I went back, and actually he was featured on a compilation CD, and he has a track here called Shimmer by Cacao. All right, I'm back. I was just preparing to take us to the top of the hour. We are almost at 9 o'clock here, so I was getting some PSAs and stuff going. Okay. Something, I hope everybody out there can hear me because I lost my headphones for some reason. Let's see. Have I got it? Check. There we go. So you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Thank you for putting up with my hijinks and joining me. This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. And this is Kingston, Ontario. If you don't know where you are,